Isaiah 9, verses 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The Lord, zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So far the word of the Lord. We pray. Lord, to whom else shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. Amen. Dearly beloved, who are made to be at peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. Sometime in the darkness, after Christmas Eve's setting sun and before Christmas Day's dawn, something beautiful happened out in a field. Tired, cold, hopeless men found peace and warmth and cheer. Enemies found peace and brotherhood. It happened in France in 1914. 5 months into that terrible First World War, English soldiers down in their trenches heard a strange sound wafting across no man's land. They heard the sound of Christmas carols. The Germans in their trenches were singing Silent Night and Oh Holy Night, and one fellow was playing God Save the Queen on a harmonica. The English soldiers started bobbing their heads up, prairie dogs perhaps, looking across to see what was going on, and they saw that the Germans had placed lighted Christmas trees on top of their trenches, which is fitting since it was the Germans that invented the Christmas tree and Luther that put lights on it. Cautiously, they came out, they met in no man's land, they shook hands, they said Merry Christmas, they exchanged gifts, they drank wine, and they even played a game of soccer. The Germans won 3-2. All up and down that Western Front, Christmas brought a ceasefire.